Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. Welcome back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. And having a great visit with our good friend Tim Berry. We're talking about business planning. We're talking about key things that you need to do that to make sure that your strategy of your business plan is right on target. We've been talking about in the past segment. Tim talked about three things that we need to look at: your ID, your market focus, your offering. And now you say, Tim, we have two questions that we need to ask.
That's right.
So talk to us about that.
The first question is alignment. And if we're doing this right, it's hard to describe those three things to look at, the identity, market, and business offering, without thinking about alignment. As in, do they work together? Is your strength reflected in your business offering, which appeals to and is reflected in who your target market is? That's strategic alignment.
Say that one more time.
Is your strength reflected in your business offering to your target market?
So are you saying that are you making sure? And this is, and folks, I know when if you understood what Tim said, you're probably saying, "Well, duh, why would I not do that?" But it's amazing how many people have a powerful weapon or tool or leverage or whatever you want to call it. And they don't lead with that for some reason. It's amazing, isn't it, Tim?
Yeah, well, this is why when things are sort of not going as well as you'd like, you take a step back, and this is why we talk about refresher, because we get so damn busy we forget this stuff and try to do everything. And the Italian restaurant that we're talking about adds drive-through hamburgers without thinking it through, and
right.
Suddenly it's a strategic mess, and
right.
They can't implement, and things go bad.
Mm-hmm.
So alignment, it should all make sense. It should be,
right.
Then your strategy's working. Of course, this is why, and it all works together,
but frequently,
it isn't.
Another thing, Tim, is many times a company thinks that they know what customers love about them, and they keep shoving that down people's throats, and it come to find out it's something else. They don't even, because they haven't even asked anybody.
Oh, yeah, We'll have to have another half hour on that one someday.
So folks, make sure that you're asking the question, are you aligning, make sure I'm saying this correct, Tim, make sure you're aligning the thing that makes you the strongest with customers, that you're leading with that's a big part of your strategy.
Yes.
All right.
And it all comes together, and that's alignment. And the second one then.
Second question.
Is, am I realistically focused? As in, can we do what we set out to do, or are we trying to do too much or too little? I've seen strategies that were too narrow and couldn't survive, and much more frequently people try to do everything because we're entrepreneurs. We want to. We want to serve every possible customer, every living person in the town we want to serve, and every living person on the web we want to serve.
Mm-hmm.
But we can't.
It's the Walmart.
It's where we have to pull back.
It's the Walmart syndrome.
Yes.
And here's where it comes from, Tim. When we start our businesses, I remember when I started my business in '89, Tim, I had been an executive for years. I'd been the president of a company. But one of my first jobs that I did for a client when I started my consulting company, I designed a business card for them. Now, that wasn't a fall from grace. That was a business for my new company. And so I was willing to do that, but eventually I had to realize that wasn't the way I was going to make a living. And so I kept working on my business, but sometimes we forget, we forget these things. We forget that the thing that we should be doing, we forget about what we should be doing, which is making sure that it's what we should be doing, what we're good at, not what everybody in the world wants.
Right. And sometimes it takes discipline to, particularly as you grow and as time passes. It's interesting. I like your example because at the beginning, the business card probably made perfect sense. But as you developed who you were and developed clientele at some point, growing is a matter of understanding who isn't in our market and what we're not doing.
Right. Well, and I'll tell you what it helped me to understand was that I was helping my clients solve problems. It didn't matter who did them, whether I did it or somebody else. I was helping them solve problems. And that was the first step towards getting my business lined up. Tim, give us the website again, please.
Bplans, BPLANS.com.
That's the education site, folks. Also, PaloAlto.com, where you can find Business Plan Pro. Hey, Tim, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always. We really have enjoyed having you here today.
Every time. Thank you.
See you next time. Tim Berry, ladies and gentlemen, what a great resource. None can compare. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.